Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Amen.
Good morning.
I want to welcome you to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. And we are just thankful for the goodness of the Lord. Amen. And I thank God that God is with us each and every day. Amen. And that He touches our lives. Amen. And when we come together like this in this corporate setting, the presence of God is here because He just wants to interact with your life today. And so we're going to be thankful over His goodness, and we're just going to step into a time of worship and just let God touch you today and let Him move you and let Him just bless you and minister to you His goodness. Amen? Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah. You ready to worship this morning?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Spirit, take my hand now, lead me out in the living waters. You're the wellspring, you're stirring, you're the life for your sons and daughters. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is arriving within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud, come and give the Lord His glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, because your love keeps going deeper.
What decision are you making this morning? Are you making the decision that Peter did when he said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come? And he came. Or do you have an Eeyore mentality this morning that everything is all so bad this morning? Which way are you going to decide? Come on, there is a cadence that is set this morning for you to choose. It says we choose because life and death is in the power of the tongue. So this morning, I don't want you to choose your problems. Not that I don't care, but don't choose your problems. I want you to choose Jesus, what his word says. You might not be feeling it this morning. I don't care. We're choosing to choose purposefully to praise Jesus. You want revival? Are you ready for it? Are you ready to do what you have to do? Are you ready to clean out that wound? Listen, I love peroxide, y'all. Love it. When the kids have I always get peroxide because it bubbles it out. Are you going to let the Lord use a supernatural peroxide on your scars, on your wounds this morning?
Because I have decided and I have a resolve to wait upon you, Lord. He's my rock and redeemer, shield and reward. I'll wait upon.
Come on, sing that again. I have decided.
Chains be broken.
you're going to get what you put in. The Bible tells us that you have not because you ask not, or you ask amiss to consume it upon your lusts. So come with the right motives right now and seek after what you need, because God is here and he's ready for you. He's ready for whatever you have need of. Deliverance, it's here. Victory, it's here. Hope, it's here. Anything that you have need of, the altars are always open. Get in it and don't wait, because now it's here.
took the old and he made it new. That's just what the mercy of God can do. Now I'm allowed to tell the story, how I've overcome. It's fullness and mercy and the power of his blood. I'm so glad that my freed wasn't based on what I've done, but his goodness and mercy.
prize you made. Falling down before your throne with a mind from grace. Run to you, Lord. There is no greater God but our King. There is no greater song we could sing. For you are only, Lord, you are worthy unto you.
There is no greater God than our King. But I'm so grateful that you love me anyway. God, you're such a good God, so full of mercy and grace and love and truth. Hallelujah, Lord. So full of compassion. Lord, we give you glory. We give you glory. We praise you today.
In the wilderness that says, repent, repent, from the time of the Lord is at hand. Repent, repent, for the time of the Lord is at hand. The time draws near, the time is short. The focus of your life is such a waste compared to eternity. Focus on the things that are eternal, not the things that you see. Because I'm coming back. And I'm coming back soon. And I'm coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. I'm coming for my bride. I'm coming for my people. Let your lamps be ready and your oil be prepared. Let your wicks be trimmed. Because I'm coming back and you don't want to be left. I'm coming back. I'm warning you. I'm telling you that I'm coming back. There will be no excuse why you are still on this earth that you can give to anybody but yourself if you don't go with me. But I'm coming back. Get ready. I'm coming back. I think when a word comes forth like that, that we need to give room for the Holy Spirit, and we need to give room for what God just said. That if there's anything in your life that you need to repent over, don't be shy to walk up to this, you know what it is, altar. Thank you. Don't be shy. If you are not saved and you have not asked Jesus to come into your heart, Pastor Phil's going to be up here. Pastor Philip's going to be up here. Pastor Jared, if you'll come out from behind the drums, I think we're good. Pastor Jared will be up here. Come up here and they'll pray with you. They'll pray with you. Listen, I wouldn't miss this moment for nothing. So if you feel like there's just something in your life that you know that you've put before God, or you've tried and it's just been this fight, give it up today at the altar. Come up here and just give it to the altar. Amen. It may be, Lord, I haven't been praying and seeking you like I should. I just repent over that and ask you just to give me that deep desire. Lord God, I'm going to make that decision that I'm going to follow you deeper than I ever have. The altar is open for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you're ready. I hope the wicks are trimmed, the oil is gotten, and you got the lighter to light it for when the bridegroom comes. Or we're the bridegroom, but for when the groom comes.
There is no greater God than I. Heavenly Father, God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for these precious and beautiful gifts of these children, God, that you have placed in our hands and in our care, God, as parents, grandparents, God, relatives, loved ones, God, as pastors, as, you know, people in this church that just have an opportunity to have an impact in their lives, God. I pray for these children. I pray for the protection of Almighty God to be upon them, God, to guard their hearts, to protect their minds, God, from the influence of the enemy, from the influence of the culture, God, from the influence of things that are not you, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over them, over their minds, over their hearts, God. Protect them, God. We ask you, Lord God, and that you would do great things in them and through them, God. We're not waiting for a certain age to begin to operate in the calling and the gifts and the anointing that you have placed upon their lives, God. We ask that it would manifest now, God, and that they would begin to move in the gifts of the Spirit. They'd begin to move in the calling and the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God, that they would share their testimony with others, that they would be bold, God, that they would be strong, God, that they would just be filled with your power, God, filled with your love, God, to serve others, God, to meet their needs, God, to be a blessing, to be a light. God, I just thank you for that. Devil, you cannot have them. We bind you in the name of Jesus, and we declare victory in their lives, protection over them, that they will see the length of their days, that they will fulfill the God-given purpose and calling in their lives. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Father God, I just pray for all the young adults, Lord God, the teenagers, the young adults, Father, I just pray that they begin to have an Elijah spirit, Lord God, that they start to see everything that came before them, Lord God, all the mistakes from not just themselves, but the people who come before them, Lord God, that they start to learn, start to hold on and start to grasp, Father God, and they just start to build from that, Lord God, that they don't have to go back and start at the beginning, Lord God, that they can start where we have left off, the ones who have come before them, Father God, that they can go greater, further, and deeper than any of us have ever imagined, Lord God. And I just thank you that they're not only going to be impacts in their own lives, Father God, but they're going to be able to impact their families, Father God, their friends, the people that they meet at school, Father God, anybody that they come in contact with, Lord God, that you just start to make them and set them up to be soldiers in your kingdom, Father God, and that they're going to be great, mighty men and women of faith. And I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare, Father, that your strength come upon your people, Father God. Lord, I just declare that revival and wisdom and strength come upon them, Father God. Lord, I just declare refreshing upon the body of Christ and upon this house, Father God. And Lord, I just declare, Father God, that your spirit just be poured out, Father God. You gave us a promise that in these days your spirit would be poured out upon all flesh, Father God. And Lord, I just declare your goodness and your strength, your wisdom, your greatness coming upon people. Father, just grow them and strengthen them, Father God. Bring them through every battle. Bring them through everything and just fill them, Father, with your spirit, Father God. And Lord, I just thank you, God, that you would just touch the world, Father God. Right now, Father God, touch this city, touch this nation, Father God. But God, touch the world with your spirit. Pour out your revival, Father God. Call people in, Father God, in these end times, Father God, and just strengthen us as the body of Christ, Father God. Lord, fill us with more love. Fill us with more wisdom. Fill us with your anointing, Father God. Fill us with your healing power and just change our lives and strengthen us. And God, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Give the Lord a round hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
There's a thick presence of God this morning. Amen. And I tell you what, the Lord is touching you with his ability, amen? And he just wants you to move more and more with him, amen? And God is ready to meet you right where you're at, amen? He wants to grow you from glory to glory, amen? He wants to take you from step to step, and the Lord is just calling us to a deeper place. Amen? And he's with each and every one of us. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
There's nothing special you have to do but jump in.
Just jump in. Amen.
Just jump in. Just praise him. Just worship him. Just tell him to come in. Lord, I don't know what... speak it. Listen, we make this so hard. We make worship and God so hard. Like he's Amen. This God so far away, and it's so hard to please him. And it's so... That's not how God is. That's not how God is. Talk to him the way you talk. If you're frustrated, I wouldn't yell at God. I never yell at God, but I'd say, God, I know this isn't you, but I'm just frustrated. I don't understand it. I need your help. If you're saying, I don't know how to enter in, God, because you're new, you're fresh, you just maybe got saved. Say, Lord, I don't know how to do this, but I'm just going to worship lift my hands, and I'm just going to worship you and thank you. Thank Amen. You for saving me. Start with something. Just Amen. Jump in. Amen?
Praise God. Amen.
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 God is
Hallelujah.
So good.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise Amen. This morning. Praise God.
Revival?
Hallelujah.
Revival's not a move. Oh, not an event.
Amen.
Revival's not an event, guys.
Amen.
It's not an event.
Amen.
It's a move of God within people.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Something
he does inside of us.
Amen.
And we as one in one accord.
Amen.
Come together and it
Praise
affects
God.
Others.
Yes, it does.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
It's Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Okay, this Saturday is our women's
Amen.
Breakfast / Bible study. And so at 9 o'clock, I can't think of anything more, so I'm just going to hand it over to you and be done.
Praise God. I can think of one thing that I want you guys to think about. The 31st of March. If you can, clear your schedules. That's a Friday night. We're going to get started at about 6 p.m., and we're going to have a marriage conference. Amen? So any of you who have been married a long time, any of you who are just married, any of you who are going to be married, amen, and even singles that are interested in one day being married should come out and join us, because it's going to be a blessed time, and God is going to strengthen us as we talk about the covenant of marriage. Amen?
And this is a live event.
Yes, like we're not live streaming. Yes.
Yep. This is a live event. We're going to have the campus pastors. We're
yep.
going to have Pastor Kylan and Margo from Marana. We're going to have Pastor Rick and Pastor Lynn from Dayton. And then Pastor Randy and Pastor Nicole from the Botkins campus. And then us. But this is not a video. This is a live event. So you'll want to be here.
Amen. And it's an interactive event. Amen. We've added some interaction that will be good for the couples and for the people that are here. So it's going to be a blessing, and I want you to come out and join in and be a part of that, because it's going to be good. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I guess I better let the children go. Praise God. And let you guys all get started and have a good time today and just be blessed. Amen? And the Lord is good all the time. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 8, and here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them, of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. I want you to know something, people, that when you give tithes and offerings to the Lord, you're doing something to bless your family. Amen? You're giving room for God to move on your behalf, and you're even sowing into the next generations. Amen? I want you to know that what you've done is a blessing for all the generations that will come after you. And I want you to know that your giving touches your children and your grandchildren and beyond. So I want you to just be encouraged today that when you give, it's not just for you. It's for the future, it's for the house of God, it's for the goodness of the kingdom, and it's a blessing to everybody. Amen? So this morning, I just want to pray, and we're going to bring our tithes and offerings to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your time and opportunity for us to give, Father God. And Lord, I thank you that your hand is upon everybody to give and to move on their behalf, Father God. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, that in this area we can be blessed, Father God, and that you protect us, you keep us, you do things on our behalf, Father God. And Lord, we give to you because we worship you, we thank you, and we want you to be a part of every part of our life, Father God. And we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, before we get started, we have a couple prayer requests that we're going to go ahead and pray for now. Amen. One of them is Miss Mona Kearns, who's been sick. And so we just pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we put Mona before you, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you that right now, Father God, you just release the working of miracles and the gifts of healing to flow into her, Father God. And Lord, I pray that every symptom would be removed from her body, Father God, that her health would be restored and she would be refreshed in you, in Jesus' name, amen. And Lord, right now, we lift up Angel's mother, Connie, Father God. And Lord, she's been in the hospital. And God, I thank you, Father God, that right now you give them the wisdom to know what all issues are there, Father God. But Lord, I pray that you would just release healing into her right now, Father God. And Lord, you'd remove every circumstance, every symptom, Father God. We loose the working of miracles and gifts of healing to flow into her. And Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, this morning, we're going to continue one more service talking about the church and the power of God to work through the church to touch our lives. Amen? We just want to be thankful for the goodness of God. And I just want to start here in the book of Isaiah, praise God. And we're just going to go to Isaiah 56, verse 7. And it says, even them will I bring into my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called the house of prayer for all people. Amen. So I thank God this morning that the church is a place established for God to bring his people together so we can be touched by those things of God. Amen? And I thank God that we looked at Ephesians chapter 4:11, and it says that part of what the Lord did when he went up and ascending up into heaven is that he gave gifts unto the church. Amen? And he gave pastors, apostles, evangelists, preachers, and teachers so that we could be touched by the word of God. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we come together. The Bible says that we should gather ourselves up so much more together as we see the day approaching. Amen? And I want you to know that for certain, the days are approaching where we know that Jesus is returning. Amen? And I want you to know that each generation grows closer and closer to the day that the Lord will return. Amen? And we want to do our part to be ready, amen? And we want to make sure that we're ready when Jesus comes, amen? And we also want to make sure that we're ready if our day of leaving this earth happens before the return of the Lord. We want to be ready, amen? And we want to make sure that we are in unity with God so that we make sure that we're not living this life in a temporary way, amen? We know that life goes way beyond this time in which we're living right now. Amen? And I want you to make sure that we're walking in a way that pleases God and that moves us on a daily basis closer and closer to him. Amen? So we want to make sure that we understand that in the house of God and in the church, there should be healing, salvation, And there should be the goodness of the Holy Ghost touching our lives. And the Lord is with us on all of these things. And I just want to make sure that we remember what God has done for us. Amen? And so I want to go to something that's very simple to start out with. And I'm just going to go to what the Bible says in John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrote in God." I want you to know something, that we thank God for salvation, amen? And we thank God that after we're saved, there is power that comes upon us, amen? We are changed by the Spirit of God. We're no longer just normal people. We become supernatural beings. The Bible says that we become new creatures in Christ, amen? And that means that we are no longer working under our own power or our own strength. We should not be on our own in this battle called life, amen? We should remember that Christ wants to strengthen us, amen? And it means that to our natural, he wants to add his supernatural, amen? And he wants to add his help and his gifts and his purposes to our life, amen? That's why we're looking at the power of the Holy Ghost working in our life, amen? Because we want to know the functioning power of God and the goodness of God in our life, amen? I want to read something in the book of Jeremiah. It says this in Jeremiah 17:14. It says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise." I want you to know something, that when the Lord touches us with salvation, we are saved. Amen? And we can be confident that the blood of Jesus has cleansed us and made us a brand new creature, amen? And therefore, we can have confidence that we have eternal life. We have God living in us, and we have God living around us, and we have God supporting us on this earth all the way to heaven, amen? And we want to be confident in this, and we want to know that God is with us, because our journey is to get through this thing called life, and our journey is to end up being those who God says over us, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Amen? And we want to hear him tell us to enter into the joy of the Lord. Amen? Because that is what we're about, and that is what life is for. And I just want to continue teaching to us about the goodness of God, and I want to remind us of what the Lord says here in the book of John, chapter 14, and verse 26. It says this to us, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." I want you to know something, that in Jesus' absence, we have the Holy Ghost, amen? And he's helping us and teaching us every day what we need to know so that we can move in our journey with God and we can be blessed in the things of the kingdom. And so God is with us every day and every opportunity. And it says in the Bible here, in the book of 1 John chapter 2, it says, "Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, that the Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would not, no doubt, have continued with us, but they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But we have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things." I've not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. I want you to know something. We have protection in God. Amen? We have protection in our Lord that will reveal to us truth and that will protect us. Amen? And so I want you to know something, that no one can take away your journey towards God. No one can separate you from the will of God as long as you make sure that you stay studying, praying, and being a part of the church. Amen? Because God has given you these safety places for you to be able to never be fooled and never be separated from Him and His goodness. Amen? And God has given us protection in these things so that we can walk fully in Him and in His counsel and in His wisdom. I want you to know something, that whether it's my voice or another pastor's voice, I want you to know something. You might not like it, but you need my little voice in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No matter how much I get on your nerves, let me tell you something. I know that from time to time, you hear my voice sounding off on something in your day-to-day life. And I don't say that to you because I think I'm anything. I'm nothing but who God created me to be. And I'm nothing but the gift and the call and the purpose that God sent to this region. And me and my wife were sent here to help those who He was joining to this church be able to hear Him through what we have to say. Amen? I'm a flawed man. I'm not perfect. Hey! Oh, boy! She got right on that bandwagon, didn't she? But I'm telling you, I'm a flawed man. I'm human. I'm going to make mistakes. Amen? But I'll also tell you that when I move with God, I move by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? I want you to know that I have no motive and we have no motive in your life except to see you walk this journey called life in the blessing of God. Amen? I want you to know that we do not come amongst you being presumptuous or trying to do something on our own. And I want you to know something, that this is for every believer and every Christian to know this about themselves and to know this about life. It says this in the book of Mark chapter 13, and I want you to just hear that it says this in Mark chapter 13, verse 10. It says, and the gospel must first be published among all nations. Amen? So I want you to know something, that part of the Lord's tarrying on this earth before Jesus returns is so that the gospel can be preached in every nation and so that people throughout the world have the opportunity to be saved. And then it says this, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak. Neither do you premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. I want each of us to know that we have the Spirit of God in our life. And we at any time can reach out to God and make sure that we're walking with Him, that we're hearing from Him, and that He's helping us in this thing called life. I want you to know that you have the right and the power as a believer to make sure that you don't walk out this life just talking any old way. You don't walk out this life just doing things under your own power and under your own strength. I want you to know that if you take the time, the wisdom of prayer, studying and walking by faith, you have the power of the Holy Ghost working in your life. I want you to know that you have the power of the Holy Ghost to help you with your relationships. Amen? I want you to know that when you speak to your spouse, you have the authority under God to speak to them through the love of Jesus. When you speak to your children, you have an anointing that comes upon you as a father and a mother on how to handle your children. Make sure you walk in it. Amen? I want you to know that the presence of God will help you at your workplace. I want you to know that you should never go to work on your own power and your own strength. I want you to know that whenever you're around people, whether you're going to work or whether you're in a social environment, I want you to know that there's an opportunity for the power of God to be working in your life. I want you to know that the Lord says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, that Christ in you is the hope of glory. Amen? I want you to know something, that you are a temple of the living God. You're a temple of the Holy Ghost. You're a place where God resides, and you are a person of the power and the authority that Jesus puts in you to live by faith and to be a blessing to those who are around you. I want you to know that you have within you the ability to touch the people that are in your life. It's not by happenstance that we have come together. I want you to know something. You're here because God has called you into the local body. Amen? And God has called you to be a part of a local church so that you can grow into who you are in Christ. I want you to know that this isn't your whole journey, but this is a part of your journey. Amen? I want you to know that you have to take responsibility for who you are in Christ. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. That means that you have a responsibility to get in the Word of God. You have a responsibility to pray. You have a responsibility to grow. And you have a responsibility to walk by faith. But I want to encourage you today, because you don't have to do any of that on your own. The Holy Ghost strengthens you and helps you and empowers you upon your journey. Amen? Remember, the Bible says this, that John the Baptist was preaching and he was telling people that I baptize you in water, but one coming after me, he shall baptize you in the Holy Ghost. Amen? And we read last week in the book of Acts that the Holy Ghost will come upon us and give us power. Amen? And I want you to know something, that the gifts of the Spirit of God are available for you to work in everyday part of your life. Amen? And so we want to trust God, and we want to make sure that we leave ourselves available for the goodness of God and how He can come upon us and how He can touch us. Amen? And we want to make sure that in every opportunity, we are giving God room to move on our behalf. I want to read something to you in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 1 and 2. And I'm only reading this to you because I want you to know that the way that you should walk is the same way that Jesus walked. Amen? And it says, and when they drew near unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethany, however you say that, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway you will find a donkey tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon a donkey and a colt, the foal of a donkey. And I read this to you because of this right here. I want you to know that while Jesus walked this earth, he was led of the Lord. He was led by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that Jesus was anointed and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I want you to know something, that you get to be the same way. We read last week how not only are we saved in the name of Jesus, but then the power of the Holy Ghost can come upon us. Amen? And what I want you to know is that the power of the Holy Ghost comes upon each and every one of us. Amen? And I want you to not ever give up on God speaking to you. God will speak to you. God does speak to you. And he speaks often in a small, still, quiet voice. And he speaks right to your spirit, and he helps you, and God wants to help you every day. And so I want you to be available for the goodness of God. I want you to be available for the touch of God. I want you to be available for the wisdom of God. And I just want you to know that in the church, you're going to learn how to grow into the things of God. I want you to know that God has put you in the body of Christ so that you can walk out purposes, callings, giftings, that you can walk in anointings and learn how to walk in the things of God. I want you to know that there are things that you should join yourself to in the church and use opportunities to use your gifts and your callings within the house of God. Amen? And so I'm just hoping that some of you this year, if you haven't already, that you will just ask God, what can I be a part of? And when the Lord speaks to you, that you'll come forth and join yourself into certain things. We already have some dream teams here, like the greeters and the ushers. And we have, of course, our worship team. And, of course, we have children's church and all those places of help. And I want you to know something, that there is a place for you within the body of Christ. I want you to know that the Bible says that the body of Christ is many members. Amen? And you are one of those members, and you are called into things that God will help you with. And so we're just going to make sure that we make room in our lives for Jesus. We make room in our lives for other things, and we've got to make sure that in this day and age that it's a priority for us to be a part of the house of God. Amen? I want you to know something, that being a part of the house of God is a place of safety and a place of protection. I want you to know that God wants you to join yourself with other people. I want to read something to you in the book of James, and I'm just going to read this to you, and we're going to go through some things here. And it says this in James chapter 5, verse 13. It says, is any sick among you afflicted? Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray for over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And he hath committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. God's house is a house of prayer. God's house is a place of safety. God's house is a place of help. God's house is a place of forgiveness. God's house is a place of healing, a place of blessing, a place of increase, and a place where you join yourself so that your life can be touched by what God has made available to you through the scriptures. And this is where I want to go for just a little bit, and I want to stay right here for a few minutes. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I want you to know something, that we should be praying for each other. And I want you to know that we should be trusting each other. I want you to know something, that in order to be a brother and a sister in Christ, you've got to be someone who can keep the confidence of another. I want you to know that the Bible tells us clearly that we should not be tail-bibbers and spreading things throughout the body of Christ. I want you to know that you should have friends and family members within the body of Christ that you can share things with, that they'll keep a confidence, amen? And that you can just pray for each other, confessing your faults one for another, so that you can be healed, amen? I want you to know something, that when we talk one to another, it ought to be a place of safety, amen? It ought to be a place of encouragement, amen? It ought to be something that is done so that we can move forward with God and that we can move on the things that God wants in our life. I want you to know something. We can trust each other. As a body of Christ, there are people around you that you can join yourself to. Within this house, there should be people that you join with that are like family to you because they are a part of your family. Remember in the Bible, the Lord says that who is his sister? Who is his brother? Amen. He says those who are in pursuit of the kingdom of God. And I want you to know something, that you have around you resources and giftings and callings and purposes within other people that are supposed to be a part of blessing your life. And God will cause us to walk one another in that way. You know, I want you to know something, that if you don't do this, you need to do it. Pray for your church family. Pray for our church service. pray that the anointing and the presence of God would be here to touch lives. Pray that the anointing would be here for salvation. Pray that the presence of God would be here to bring people to Jesus. Pray that the Holy Spirit of God would be moving amongst us from the moment we walk into this house to the moment we leave this house. I want you to know something, that somebody needs to hear your voice. I want you to know that sometimes you might think it's a simple thing, but I want you to know something, that when you go up and say hello to other people, there's an anointing on you to bring them strength. I want you to know that sometimes God is going to move upon you to say something to someone that's going to touch their life. I want you to know that every experience in the church isn't just from the pulpit. I said that not every experience in the church is from the pulpit. I want you to know that you have purposes, you have giftings within you, and the anointing within you can touch somebody else's life. I want to encourage you to make sure that when you come into the house of God, that you're prepared to be there for someone else. And it might be as simple as saying hello to somebody, but it might be as simple as saying, hey, I want you to know that I prayed for you this week. You came to my heart, and the Lord put you on my heart, and I just prayed for you this week. I tell you what, you're going to touch someone's life by telling them these things. I want you to know something, that you are part of the will of God for this time, for this season, and for the people around you. Amen? Amen? You're called to be a part of the body of Christ. And you're called to touch others. And I don't ever want the devil to make you think that your voice isn't important to somebody. Well, I don't want to bother them. You're not bothering them. That's the enemy trying to get you to stay quiet. That's the enemy trying to keep you from not sharing, amen? I want you to know something. Remember that the Word of God says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody needs to know how you overcame. Somebody needs to know how you won your battle. Somebody needs to know that you care for them. I want you to know something. I'm serious. You don't know that your voice and your smile just given to someone else makes an impact on their life. And I don't ever want the enemy to make you think that it doesn't. Amen? I want you to know something, that God has already moved on you. You're here because of God's touch on your life. I want you to know that you're a blessing to other people. I want you to know that when you come to church, it's important. I want you to know that people need to see you. And I want you to know that even if you come in here broken, I want you to know that God is going to touch you. I want you to know that the church is open for you to be fortified in. I want you to know that sometimes you're going to come in and you're going to be the wheel that makes things go. And I want you to know that sometimes you're going to come in and you're going to need to be refreshed. You're going to need to be strengthened. But I want you to know something, that the house of God is here for each and every one of you. The house of God is a place of safety. The house of God is something that I tell you we definitely need in this time. I want you to know, in a time where the world is trying to divide people and make them so individualistic that all they think is they need a device in their hand. I want you to know something. You need more than friends on Facebook. You need the physical touch and the physical interaction with humanity, no matter how messy that is. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. Even though it might not be perfect, even though there might be challenges within getting into those relationships and being physically involved with people, I want you to know that God puts you in these places so that you can be perfected and changed and matured into who he wants you to be. And so I want you to go this week and just be strengthened in every area of your life. I want you to go and know that your house needs your touch. It needs your prayers. The people in your family need your prayers. When you go to work, I want you to know something. Your workplace needs you, not just for the physical work you do, but your workplace needs you because of who you are in Christ. The people around you need you because of who you are in Christ. I want you to know that in the Bible, whole cities and whole nations were saved because of a few righteous. I want you to know that your workplace might be there just so you can be a blessing within it. Amen? And so I want you to know the strength of God on your life. I want you to know that who you are as a person. And I want you to walk in the clarity of knowing God's goodness. Amen? And I just want God to bless you and be a part of your life every day on a day-to-day basis. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise God. Do we have any prayer requests? Got it. It went away. Oh, there it is. Tabitha, we're praying for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we put Tabitha before you, Father God. And Lord, I thank you that you work with her right now in the area of anxiety, worry, doubts, guilt, fear. I want you to right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, break the power of the enemy to bring Tabitha down, Father God. Break the power of the enemy to make her feel guilty, Father God. Lord, strengthen her with your goodness, with your love, and with your mercy, Father God. And Lord, heal her now and bring her over this, Father God. And Lord, I thank you that you're touching her right now, Father God, and you're going to fill her with joy and peace in Jesus' name. Father, we put Jim before you right now, Father God. And Lord, we thank you right now that you touch him with all aspects of pain in his back, Father God. Lord, that Father God, this is hindering him, Father God. And Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you just loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into him right now, Father God, and touch him, Father God. Lord, we command pain to go in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for relief. God, we ask for strengthening. And Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And we give you the glory for it, Father. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for your goodness today. And God, we just declare your glory upon your people, Father God. Lord, I thank you for touching each and every one of them, God, and strengthening them with your ability, Father God. Lord, I thank you for increasing them from glory to glory, to maturing them, Father God, to letting them step into every place you have for them, Father God. Lord, I pray that your will be done in our lives, Father God. According to the word, Father, the Bible says that we should not hope to do anything unless it is your will, Father God. And Lord, you're going to help us know the will of God. You're going to help us know, God, your direction and your clarity, and you're just going to strengthen us and grow us, Father God, so that we can be effective for you and for the kingdom, Father God. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. God bless you for being here today. If anybody is in need of prayer, we'll be here to pray for you. And I just pray that you have a good week and that you're blessed of the Lord and that he just touches you, each and every one of you. Just have a great week in Jesus. Amen. Praise God.